The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. We are discussing and have been discussing for the past few weeks a passage from Surah Al-Furqan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the attributes of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibadur Rahman. The sixth characteristic is that they have this strong belief in the divinity and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to constantly improve our connection to God, because clearly there is, if we are honest with ourselves, there is some form of deficiency in that connection. If there wasn't, we would be the Ibadur Rahman already. We would be the servants of the merciful already. But if we can be honest with ourselves, we would see us struggling sometimes. Why? It goes back to this root. And so we have to strengthen our faith. And so there are multiple ways of strengthening our faith, right? And these are the three things that are constantly talked about, and I've talked about it before. And our ulama always give the example of a fire, right? That there are three ways of knowing fire. The first would be that we can talk about fire, and or you can see smoke, for example, right? You see smoke, intellectually, you conclude that there is a fire somewhere. All of us would do that. So if, for example, you hear the fire trucks going and you see smoke, you're like, all right, there's fire. Intellectually, you believe there is fire. The next would be that you actually walk towards that fire. And so now you see the fire yourself. That's a different level of belief. And then the third would be where you feel the heat of the fire. So you're close enough to the fire to now where you feel the warmth of it, and now you have in some way experienced fire, right? Our belief in God is very similar. It goes through these levels, right? The first of these would be to intellectually believe in God. And so I, in my mind, prove the existence of God, and this is crucial, right? I think I've said this to you before, that sometimes at night when I can't sleep, you know, when you can't sleep, that's when shaitan comes strong, right? And sometimes, you know, like the shaitan and I have a conversation at night, you know, and shaitan's like, you know what? What if everything you believe in is a lie? What if there is no God? What if there is no qiyamah? Now, you have to fight shaitan back, right? Otherwise, these thoughts will fester. These thoughts will exist. And so you have to intellectually shut down these conversations. We're not even talking about trying to prove God externally to somebody else. Man, that's something else, right? That again, like, goes back to the إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, that when you present something and they keep coming back with arguments, just say salam, walk away. It's not worth it, right? But these are self-building intellectual proofs. So for example, the proof of the necessary existent. We've all heard of this proof, right? Where we are all existing, but our existences are dependent upon other existence, right? So for example, I am dependent on my parents to bring me into existence. I am dependent upon air. I am dependent upon food, I am dependent upon water, I'm dependent upon so many things. I am a dependent existent. I'm not independent. My parents as well were dependent upon their parents. Their parents were dependent upon their parents. A dependent existence who is dependent upon other things cannot be the primary causation of existence, because that would mean that they were dependent upon someone prior to that. And so there has to be an existence that is entirely independent, not needing anyone else to be the primary impetus of existence. And that necessary existence we can prove is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not dependent upon anything else. Again, it's a long proof, but it's a really solid proof, right? Because what they say is at-tasalsul mahal, right? A forever chain of causation is impossible. It has to begin somewhere, right? And this is the proof of wajib al-wujud, a necessary existent. Again, what does that do? Intellectually, it makes me believe in God. Intellectually, when shaitan puts doubt into our heads, we can prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next would be to actually walk towards that flame, right? To see that fire. And that would be to look at the creation of God, to look at His signs. When we look at everything that God has existed, and in the perfection of the organization of what God has created, let's not look at the actions of human beings, which will sometimes disappoint us, but we look at just the overall system of organization, even in our own bodies, right? In our own bodies, when we look at how the different organs function together, how oxygen is absorbed, how all of these lungs and the hearts function, remarkable, remarkable, right? How it all happens so beautifully, and if one thing goes wrong, the entire thing begins to break down, right? Similarly, in the world that we live in, from the atmosphere to the sun and the moon and the waves and the air, any thinking human being, when they see this level of organization, it will prove to them that there is an organizer behind it. It's clear, yeah? Nothing happens without there being an organizer, right? So the greater the organization, the greater the organizer. And this is where we again now see the fire. And the third one is to feel the fire, right? The feeling of the fire is the proof of fitrah, right? Where we experience God in our hearts, where we feel it. And, you know, there's a very beautiful hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Where he says, Bima arafta rabbak. He says, how he was asked, how do you know your Lord? And he says, بِفَسْخِ الْأَزْمِ وَنَقْضِ الْهَمِ. He says, I know my Lord by the cancellation of firm intention and the thwarting of ambition. He continues, he says, I made a firm intention and it got cancelled. And I had an ambition and it was thwarted away. Yeah, it was just removed. Yeah, in that, he says, I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah had a greater plan for me. I made an intention to do something, but it went away. How? Because God took over, right? That's when you begin to feel the presence of God. We all have to find different ways of feeling the presence of God. But it's these three things, right? When we can have these three forms of knowledge of God, our faith will guide us in every facet of our lives. There will be no duplicitous action, no hypocritical action in our lives. And so, yes, I talk about these three things often. But like I told you, if I could talk about it in every lecture without people getting upset, I would, yeah? Because it's that important. It's that important to believe in God the way God wants us to believe in Him. And so when we do that, then I would never turn my attention to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.